We're on Zayin Amud Aleph, towards the bottom. Beshamay Omrim Vibal. Okay, another machlokus Beshul and Beshamay, whether Miyun can only take place with the first husband or even with the Yavam. Beshul holds that if she wasn't Mamayin, she's Laktana, and she was married with the Rabbanan to the first husband, to Ruvain, and he died, she falls now to Shimon, so she could be Mayan in Shimon. That's what Beshul holds. Beshul was like, what she could be Mayan by Shimon. And Beshamay says, no, she could only have been Mamayan the first husband, Ruvain, but once she's a Yavama, she can't be Mamayan anymore. So she has to have, wait till she grows up, and either have Chalitz or Yibum. Omer Aboshia, Mima'enes l'mamoro, ve'ena mima'menes l'zikaso. Even Beis Hillel, who holds that the Ketana should be Mamayan in the Yavam, that's only if the Yavam made Mimer. So she can Mavatl the Mimer by Yibum, by Miyu. But she still has Zika. She's still going to have Yibum or Chalitza. The Miyu won't help to take away the Zika of the Yibum or Chalitza. Omer of Chista, my time with Rav Oshia. Why does Rav Oshia hold like that? Maimer the midaito matzi akra. Zika, the balkor chalo matzi akra. Because Maimer is something that can only be done like a kedushin, ledaita. It has to have her consent. So since Maimer needs her consent, her, what's it called, her miyum, right? Her refusing to continue this marriage is significant. So miyum helps by a regular kedushin. The kedushin is only midaita, and therefore the miyum can break up the kedushin. But zika is bal korcha. The zika is chal against her will. Right? It doesn't have anything to do with her. So therefore, her miyum doesn't help to take away the zika. So she'll have to wait till she grows up and then have either chalitza or what's it called? I'll have chalitza. I'm not going to have Yibum over here because there never was really a marriage to the first guy. Okay, but she'll have to have chalitza because it looks like she's a Yavama. Mars is the Haribiyah de Balkorcha Umatsya Akra. If she actually had Yibum, okay? And that's bal korcha. Yibum of a yavama is bal korcha. So if the yavam was miyavim her bal korcha, okay, even when she was slikhtana, she can now be mayan in him. That for sure. She's not more zika anymore. The miyu now is mevatel the whole thing with mafreya. That helps. So even though it's bal korcha. So we said that the reason why zika she can't be mevatel is because it's bal korcha. But a bia bal korcha, she could be mevatel. So you see, bal korcha, she could also mevatel. El a bia maimer dehu ka'avid matziakra. Different reason. Bia and maimer, he's the one who causes it, so her miyun in him is effective. Zika the rachmona ramalah, but zika is from the first husband, and the Torah puts that on her. Right? The Torah extends the first husband's kedushin has nothing to do with the new guy, with the yavam. The yavam didn't create this, so being the mayan of the yavam is not going to help to take away the zika. Rashi. Omra boshia ma maenis la mamoro le beis hillel the amri maenis yavam la mamoro me maenis. Beisil says that she could be Mamayin the Yavam only means if the Yavam made Maimer, she could be Mavatl the Maimer through her Miyum, but she can't Mavatl the Zika. Miyum won't help to take away the Zika. And Mela Beishamai, according to this, would hold that even if he made Maimer, she can't be Mamayin to the Maimer, because since even after the Maimer, she's going to, what's it called, not be Mutter to marry other people. And the whole idea of Miyum is that she should be able now to go and marry somebody else, and the kedushin that her mother or brothers made shouldn't be binding on her. Here that's not going to help anyway, so the Beis Shammai holds that there's no miyun bichlal, even for the Maimer itself. But even Beis Hillel holds it only helps for Maimer. Shem also ba Maimer ma'enes v'okroso shalote tzricha get l'mamoro. So what's going to help? That normally if a person made Maimer, So you need get and chalitza, because it looks like kedushin. So now if she's mamayin for the mayimer, she won't need a get, but she'll still need chalitza. Aval chalitza shehi v'shvil zika lo akra. But the chalitza that becomes because of zika, the mayimer won't help for that, and she'll need, still need chalitza. The bal korcha mikdushe rishon umikoach nisuin ram yolei uberishon lo miyana. Right, the zika comes against her will. It's an extension of the first husband's marriage. So there's nothing to do, and she doesn't have any choice in it. So therefore, miyun won't help. Versus the haribias yavam bal korcha. The ma'aseh, the yavam was miyabim her. It could be even bal korcha, and still, what's it called? She mamayin in the yavam. Kidomer ba'bal yavimto yavama yavo aleha bal korcha umatsia akra shalot heitzricha get lebiyoso. Right, that if he's miyabim her, right, she won't need a get to, and she then is mamayin, she won't need a get to what's it called to get out of this yibum. The ha amrei beisil mimayenis biyavim dum yidabal, because beisil holds she could be miyabim in the yavim, she can't be mamayin in the zika before he's miyabim her, but after he's miyabim her, it'll help. Nisuin kamoy akra v'shuv ein kan zikla. Okay, that's the next piece. Ula Omar, so that's Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia says that even according to Beis Hillel, miyun only helps if he made maimer to pater from a get from the maimer, but it won't help to take away the chalitza. You can't be mamayin to take away the zika. Ula Omar mima enes afla zikaso, and Ula holds no that the miyun helps even for to take away the zika. She mamayin in the yavam, and she doesn't need what's called chalitza anymore. My time nisuei kamor ko akra, because when she's mamayin in the yavam, she's retroactively taking away the first, as if she's mamayin the first husband. She's saying, I want this whole thing. So it's as if she never was married to the first guy, and then the zika never took effect, and the mela, there's no inyan of yibum by the second guy. By the brother. Okay. Rashi, Nisue Kamoy Akra Vishuve in Kanzika. So the Zika is bottle of Mafreya. Este Rava la Ula. So Rava asked on Ula that Miyun helps even for the Zika. Kol Shiachola Lamayin, Velo Miyana, so Rasa Choletzes Velo Misyabemes. Vamai, Timoyin Hashta, Vitakrinul Nisue Kamoy, Vitisyabim Tsarasa. Right, Lachora, the case is like this. The case of the first mission in the Masechta, that wherever a ketana was what's called married to Reuven, the brother, and also Reuven was married to an erva to Shimon, and now they both fell. The ketana is the erva, okay, to Shimon, and he has another wife too. He has Rachel and Leah. Rachel is an erva to his brother, and Leah is not. But Rachel is a ketana, so she could be mamayin. If she was mamayin, so then she never was married to him. Leah was never a tzoras erva, and Leah could be misyabin now. Okay, so now if before Reuven died, Rachel was mamayin, so now when he died, Leah was never a tzoras erva. Because he was never really married to that erva to Shimon, but when he died, Rachel was not mamayin, and she fell now to Shimon, and together with her fell her tzara, and she's an erva to Shimon. So then the halacha is that the tzara is chalitza, but no yibum, because even though normally there's no chalitza either, because the tzara's erva, but over here it's only kedusha derabbanan. So she's not really married to the erva, right? So she's not really falling to yibum 100%. Just looks like that. So therefore, you still need chalitza. But you can't have, because it looks like you mimiyabim mitzoras erva. So the Mara says, well, according to Ula, she could be mayin now, be mayin in the yavam, be mavakal everything the mafreya, and let the tzara get married to. Because now the mafreya, the tzara was never married to the original, the wife was never the who is the Erva was never married to the brother, because everything now is batel mafreya. Zmora says no. Shani, Erva, Tzoras Erva Shani, right? No, Tzoras Erva is different. because it still looks like he was married to her, and people will think, therefore, that there is a yibum by a tzara of an erva, because it looks like she was married. People aren't going to know that the marriage was dissolved on Mafreya. They're going to know when he died, he was married to two women, and one of them was an erva to him. And the tzara now is being this yabim. They won't know that it was because there was a miyun and it was batel Mafreya. So therefore, even though she could be mayin, but in a case where she is an erva, and she has a tzara, they didn't let her be mayin. Itani Rami Bar Yecheskel, miyana bebaal muteris la'aviv, yava masura la'aviv. Right? If a woman is married b'kedushei derabbanan, and she was mamayin in the husband, she can marry the father of that guy, because she never was married to the husband, never married to the son. But if she dies, if he dies, she can't be mamayin, and she can't be mamayin now in the yavam to marry the father, because it looks like when he died that she was already she was a bona fide yavama, and then she surely is also to the father. So Mela, since it looks bad, that we don't let it happen. So therefore, even under normal circumstances, a tana could be memayin even the yavam, but not where it's a case of an erva. The Gemara says, Alma b'shas nefila nireis kekaloso, achanami b'shas nefila nireis ketzoros bito. Since when she fell to Yibum, it looked like there was a marriage, and therefore that she was his daughter-in-law. It looked like that she could, therefore she's also to the father, because it looks like she was the daughter-in-law. Same thing over here. When she fell, it looked like she was Tzoros Erva. And she was the Erva, then the Tzora was the Tzoros Erva. And therefore, since it looked bad, we don't allow her to be mine. Rashi, kol shi'chol l'mayim perakama bito ketana hanesua la'achiv v'lo kiba l'avia kedushin kigon she'siya avia t'chila l'achar v'nisgarisha v'hi yisoma v'chayihav. Rashi just trying to give you a case where the father could still be alive, right, and she's only married midrabana. Right, mutar la'aviv means that the father is still alive. How could the father still be alive if she only has kedusha derabbanan? The father makes kedusha deraisa, and the mother and brother can't make any kedushin when the father is still alive. And the answer is talking where she, the father married her off once, and she got divorced. The second time he doesn't have any koach deraisa, only derabbanan. So she's called the yisoma b'chayi ha'av. She's just as if the father had died and the mothers and brother married her off, where she was married once and divorced or widowed, then the father can't marry her a second time in HaTorah, only with the Rabbanan. So it's the same thing as if the brothers and mother did. The Echol of the Mayan, and then there's Miu. Velo Miu and the Bo, and she doesn't have a Mayan, Umeis, Tzoras HaCholetzes. She'ena Tzoras Habas, V'ipater Mishum Tzoras Erva. Right, in this case, she's not the Tzoras Habas, not, she's not what's it called, an erva to him because of the brother. She has never married to the brother. Hoel v'habas yichol l'mayin ein nisuin gemurim v'lo mishyabemes hoel v'lo miyana habas havi lo hach tzoras erva l'niktas. It looks like a tzoras erva, even though, since she's not really married, right, so, and she, even if she wasn't l'mayin, there's no real kedushin over here in HaTorah, still it looks like kedushin, and therefore we don't let her have yibum. She looks like the other one looks like a tzoras erva. Tzoras erva shani, the afagav de mahani miun, the ktana yavama ba'alma. Normally it would help for the ktana to be memayim the yavam, but where there's a tzora and she's an erva, in that kind of case we don't allow it. Ba'alma lemeka velo chalitza, lo mahani legabe erva, in miyana ba'avia, shehu yavama lemehevi tzorasa muteris li yavam. But if she's memayim in her father, the tzora shouldn't be a tzoras erva. In other words, she married her father's her uncle. She married her uncle, right? So it's her, what's it called? She's an erva to the to her father. She falls to her father, right? And the tzoras erva is also normally potter. But here, since she could be mamayin, right? So if she was mamayin before, then the tzora is not a tzoras erva anymore, because she was never married. But if she wasn't mamayin, then she has to have chalitza, but there's no yibum. Okay. Tani Ron Bar Yecheskel, Ktana Shemiyan of a Baal, Muteras Linosila Aviv. A Ktana that made Miyun and her husband can marry her, the father of that man. It's not, it was never his, her father-in-law. Zakrasinul in Nisuin, Bahavi Kanusa Mufuta. So what happened? A man lived with a woman not with Kedushin, so then the father is allowed to marry. He's only not allowed to marry his daughter-in-law, but he's allowed to marry a woman that his son lived with, even if he was married to her, if he wasn't married to her. But if the husband died and she wasn't mamayin, and she's mamayin now in the yavam, she can't marry the father anymore. Even though she could be okir, the original kedushin, still it looks bad. It looks like that what's it called? That it's her father-in-law. Looks like they were married, because when she fell, she looked like it to be his daughter-in-law. Because people are going to say, well, if she wasn't married, how come she fall into a yavam? Elamai, she was married, so she falls to Yibu. If she was married, then she's this guy's daughter-in-law. How could she marry him? She looks like the daughter-in-law, therefore she can't marry the father. Even though if she would make miyun, it would retroactively take away the first one's marriage, and then that one would not be a tzoras erva, the second wife. Nire tzorosa ketzoras bito. But when she fell to Yibum, it looks like there was a marriage, because otherwise there wouldn't be any Yibum. So therefore, since it looks like a marriage, we tell she can't make meal. People won't know that they dissolved the marriage. They'll think that at the time that she fell, there was a good marriage, and Amela, the other one is a Tzoras Erva, and we see a Tzoras Erva as having Yibum. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rav, Mia no Bezeh Asura Lezeh. If she was memaying with, there were two brothers now, there are two brothers alive. One brother died, and there are two Yavams. So if she made miyun in one of them, now according to Beis Hillel, according to Ula, right, it works l'mafreya. So it's mevatel the original kedushin l'mafreya, but that only helps for this brother. Takes the zika off of this brother, but it doesn't help for the zika for the other one. Miyun abazeh asur lezeh. Midi dehavi abalas get. Balas haget lav kivan de itzra lo lechad, itzra lehu lekulu. Hachinami lo shno, right? If she was mamayin in one of them, so now she's what's it called? She has a din like a balas haget, and the what's it called? Then the so she's also to all the brothers. Nobody can make yibum in her anymore, right? Since she was mamayin in one, so she affects now all the other brothers. Nobody can make yibum in. Ushmuel amar miyan avazem uteres lezeh velo dami lebalas haget, and Shmuel holds no. If she's mamayin in one, she can still marry the other one. Why? She's not like a woman who got a get, who's also now to all the brothers. Why? Balas haget who the ka'avid ba ha'chehi ka'av the bay, right? The amra lo ra'ina bach velo tzavina bach bachu delo ra'ina ha bechavreich ra'ina. There he gave the get, so he ushered her on all of the brothers. But over here, she is the one who's affecting this meal. She's saying, I don't want you. But I only don't want you. The other guy may be yes. So since she's creating the Isser, she only creates it in the one that she was mamayin. It doesn't create the Isser of Yibum for the other ones. Rashi. Mia na Yavoma, be'echad min ha'achim, Yavomim, asura lekulan. She's also now to have Yibum with any of them. If one of them gave her a get, she no longer can have yibum with any of them.
Okay, so more Rashi here. Rav Ashi Omar, Miyano Bezeh, Muteres Afilulo. After she's Mamayim in one brother and everything's bottle, she can even marry that brother now. Because there's no issue. She was never married to the brother. There was never an Inyan of Yibum. Everything is Batlum Afreya. We're not afraid of any Marisayan. She can marry him. Like, people will know that everything was Batlum Afreya. Mur says, Lema Kurbo, Shia Svirile, the Omer Enim Amanis Lizi Koso. Right, Bechad Yavam, Hachinami, Dematsia Okra, Dematsia Okra, Hacha Bishne Yavam Maskinan, the Ein Mil Mechatsi Zika. Right, with the case like this, right? The Mara says this. Let's say that this, where she is mamayin in one of them, right, will help for what's it called? And he could marry her now, right? That what's it called goes like Rav Oshia, meaning what? Rav Oshia held that you can't be mamayin in the yavam. Okay, only in the Maimer. Okay? And, right. So, Ba'enim Ma'enis Lizikosu B'chad Yavam. Right? So, Hokinami, Dematsi Okra. Hok, what's it called? What's the case? That's the case. And what I want to say that what this goes like Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia holds that you can't be mamayin in the yavam, right? You can't take away the zika. So it's still going to be a zika. So what happened over here, right? She was mamayin in the yavam. Okay, this is what Ula's saying now, right? Ula holds no. Ravashi said what? She was Mayan in one brother. She's mutter even with him. Why? Because it didn't have any effect. The meal never took effect on this Yavam because what's it called? Because it can't be Mavat Lazika. Can't be Mavat Lazika, so she didn't do anything. So she's mutter even to marry that brother. Nothing happened. Right? So there was no meal. So maybe he can still be Miyabimer. Okay, that's the Mura says Lema Kraboshi Asirale, the Omar Ainam Amenis Zikaso. Mura says no, Bechad Yavam Hochinami, the Matsya Akra. Right? That no, could be that even not according to Raboshia, even according to Ula, that you could make meal. Right? And here the meal would be effective, and therefore she couldn't be marry him. That's where there's only one Yavam. When there's one Yavam, Ula holds that if she's Mamayim in the Yavam, takes away the Zika. But Hacha B'Shnei Yavam Maskina, but here we're talking about two Yavam. Since there's two Yavam, if she's Mamayim in one of them, she's not taking away the whole Zika. Because the other one's also Zakum. She can only take away half the Zika, the one that she's Mamayim in. And that the Ein Miyum Mechatzi Zika. Meal can't take away. There's no such thing. Either it takes away everything or it takes away nothing. So even according to Ula only said that she could be Mamayin in the Yavam if it's going to take away the whole Zika. But if there's two Yavamim and it's not going to take away the whole Zika, then Ula also holds she can't be Mamayin in the Yavam. Therefore she shouldn't do anything. She didn't do anything. She's mutter to both of them. That's what the Gemara says. He also Robin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Miyano Bezem Muteres La'achin, V'lo Hodulo. Right? And when Robin came, he said to Rabbi Yochanan that if she's Mamayin in one of them, she's Mutter to the other brothers, and they didn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan. So Mara says, Man Lo Hodulo, who's the one who didn't agree that Miyun asks her to all the brothers? Amar Abaya Rav. Abaya said, who's the one who doesn't agree? Rav. Because Rav said, what's it called? Rab said before, Mia no bezeh, Asura lezeh. So Rav is the one who's the Baal Machlokas over here. Rava Omar Raboshia. Rava said Raboshia is the Baal Machlokas. Because Raboshia holds that what's it called, that you can't be Mamayan in the... Raboshia holds that what's it called? You can't be Mamayan in the Yavam, right? And therefore, what's it called? So why should it be? Well, why should it be anything? Me and the bazaar. And he added Rabba. Vamri lo Ravasi, because even what's it called? The way we said before, ain me on the chatzi zika. That's why Ravasi also that. It won't have any effect. But a maisa, if it doesn't have any effect, then she shouldn't be osur. Rav Oshia lo hold. Rabbi Rav lo hold lo. The iu omer la el miyana b'zasur lo. Okay, that's pasha. Rav Oshia lo hold lo. Midikam Rav Yochanan muteres la'achim. Afal gav the iu gufei nami b'mashma. Ah. Muteres la'achim means even him. Even the first one. That's the thing. Mumiyu i'ika achim. In the Havilei Miyum, the Chatzizika Koravasi. If there's other brothers, so then Ein Miyum, the Chatzizika, and therefore everybody would hold that she's Mutter to everybody. Aval Bechad Yavam, Smashmani, even with one Yavam, right, the Miyum of the Zika Shleima Asura, Raboshi Afila Bechad Yavam Namishari, the Ein Miyum of the Zika. That's the thing. What Rav Yochanan said was that if she's Mamayan, within one of them is Mamayin, she's mutter to all the brothers. Mashmit's only in a case where there are other brothers. But if there's only one brother, right, then in a Konami, it would be like, what's it called, like Ula, that you could be Mamayim in one Yava. It's not Miyum Mechatzi Zika. And Rav Oshia would argue on that. Because Rav Oshia would say, even if there's only one brother, she's mutter to that brother too, because she didn't accomplish anything. Because you can't be Mayavim, you can't be Mamayim in the Yavim. Amri Laravasi. Nami lo hodelo, even Ravasi not. The Choshkin Raboshia. Rabbi Yochanan Davkala Achin Omar Velolo. That even Ravasi would hold that where there's one, what's it called, one brother, right, there, what's it called, she's Osir, because the Yibum takes effect. But even Ravasi would agree that if there's other brothers, then Ein Miyum Bechatzi Zika, then she'd be Mutter to the other ones, but not in the case was only one brother.
And we're up to Kuv Zayin on the days, the middle. Two dots. Beshamay Omrin Bifonov. Tanya. Omru Lohem Besilla Beshamay. Valo Pishon Hagamal, Miyana Ishto Shalom Bifonov. So Besilla said to Beshamay, Beshamay says they should only Mayan in the presence of the husband, and Besilla says even not in his presence. So Besilla asked Beshamay, a Maisa. Pishon Hagamal, Pishon the camel driver, his wife was Mamayan. And it was Shalom Bafanov. Omru Lahem Beisham LeBeisil Pishon Hagamal B'Midah Kfusha Modad L'Tichach Modal Lo B'Midah Kfusha. L'Chatchila, we don't let the woman be Memayin Shalom B'Fnei Haval. But this guy was a real scoundrel, and he what's it called was Midah Kfusha with an upside down Midah. He tried to take away all her Nichsei Malug. He tried to. Impoverish her. So midika ochel peri. So what's it called? Therefore, the Rabbanon, what's it called, dealt with him in a way that wasn't. In other words, miyum's only the Rabbanon. All in is only the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon had a right to make an exception and to treat this guy in a way that was different than other people. Normally, you couldn't make miyum except the fanav. Here they let her make miyum shelo b'fanav. Right, and now we have another problem. Right, from the fact that he ate peiris, and that's why they fined him and let her be mamayin shelo b'fanav. That means she was nesua, because in arusa the baal has no peiris altogether, so she must have been a nesua. The Hamri Beishami Nesua Lo Mamayinus.
Maisa a Minasua can never be Mamayin according to Beis Shammai. So Bechlal is another question here. Forget about a Shalom Bafanav. If she was in a Suah too. So Maisa says, trade Kitri over there. No, they gave him two things that normally don't happen. Normally we don't let a Nesua be Mamayin. Normally we have to have Miyun Bifanav. Both of those things, waived, that's what I'm looking for. Right, they waived for because this guy was such a scoundrel. Okay, Rashi. The Mida Kfusha Mada, the Mida Kfuya Mada, an upside down Mida. Loshen Onoa, Kimode Bishule Hamida. It's like a person cheats somebody else by measuring not with the real measurements that are inside the measuring cup, but it turns it upside down and measures it from the other side. The chaveru matzasi betosefta the alos kedeira shehinasuna hoisa kfusha loshen hechbishani be'efer shohayamatsi nichse malog shala. And the bottom line is, what was this mida kfusha that he did? That he was destroying her nichse malog. Trei kitri of dubei snake sharem asu alav l'rasa, because he was such a rasha, they did two things that normally they don't do. They let a Nesua be Mamayin, and they let her do a Shalom B'fanav. Okay. Go on. B'shamei Omrim B'fnei Beisdin Tznan Hosam HaChalitza V'HaMiyunim B'Shlosha. Okay, Chalitza and Miyun have to be done in front of three. Man Tana, who is the Tana who holds that you need for Miyun three? Omer Rabba B'shamei. B'shamei hold that you need three, and we'll see in 1 second, they hold you need Mumchin too. By Omer Afilu Tehem Beisil. No, give me Beisil. Ad Kan Lo Komer Beisil El Delo Boinim Mumchin. Beisil holds you don't need a Beisdin of Mumchin. Ava Shlosha Boinim. Even Beisil holds you need three. You can have three Hedyotos, but you need three. Kiritanya. Beishamay Omrim Bifnei Beisdin. U Beisil Omrim Bifnei Beisdin Shalom Bifnei Beisdin. Ve'elu Modin Shitorah Shlosha. Beisdin over here doesn't mean the number, but it means a type of people. So Beishamei says it has to be Bifnei Beisdin of Mumchin. And Beisil holds you don't need Mumchin, you don't need Beisdin, but you need three people. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirim Bishnayim. Right? And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon hold even two are okay, and Tosa says even one. But you need two Adim, because according to most opinions, Ein Dover Shebe'er, V'Pachas Mishnayim. So therefore you need two. Omer of Yossi, Bar Minyumi, Omer of Nachman, Halacha Kosu Azul. The halacha is like that, that you don't really need Bichlal, you don't need three, and as long as you have two Adim is good enough. Okay. The Shaila, whether Lichatchila, what's it called? Tosus says that's only B'dievet. Avalachatchila, you have to have what's it called? Three. But they're Machshir if you didn't have three, if you only had two Adim. But the Chatzila, you need three. What? No, Adim, but they had abased him. Okay, Rashi. B'shamei Omrim Timoyin. V'chom Miyanocha. So, if she was Mamayin when she was a Arusa, she only has one time. She can't be Mamayin more than once. So she's Mamayin once. Let's see what the Mishnah says again. Mishnah says, Omru lohem beisila beishamay. Mima'enes vihiktana afilu daladei pam. If she's still a ktana, she can be Mamayin 4 to 5 times, different husbands. Omru lohem beishamay, ein benos Yisrael hefker. No, that makes her look hefker. Looks like she's a zona, right, going from husband to husband. Ela mema'enes, she's mema'in once, umamtenes ad shetagdil, and then she waits till she gets older, v'timoin v'tinosi, and then she's mema'in again, and then has nesuin. But she can't have what's it called, more than one meal. So now the Gemara is going to say, it's mashma, that she's mema'in again, the same husband. She grows up, she's mema'in, and then she has nesuin. Doesn't make sense. What's the purpose of this? Right, v'chomiyanachadazimna, she already was mayin once in this husband. What's the idea of letting her grow up and then mayin again and then get nesuin? Omer Shmuel atshetagdil, v'tomer rotzani b'miunim harishonim. Right, that she's mayin, and then she can't get married again or be mayin again until she'll grow up, and then she'll corroborate the fact that she wanted that meal. That's it. We give her one chance, one meal. That's it. And the what it says to mayin means that she'll corroborate that she wants to remain with that meal, and maybe marry somebody else. Ula Omer Tartik Thani. Ula said no. The pshat in the Mishnah is it's two different things. Osha to mayin v'tagdil v'te'ores. She has two choices. Either she can be mamayin and then wait till she grows up and then have erusin with another husband, right? But if she has erusin with another husband, we're afraid before she grows up, we're afraid she'll be mamayin again. So therefore she has one miyun. She can have erusin after she grows up. She can't get married again until she grows up. Oh, shetimayin v'tinasila alter. Or she can be mamayin and marry another guy immediately, Erisin and Nisuin together. She has to have both, but they'll come to the time. We're not then choshed that she's going to be mayin between the Kedushin and the Nisuin, which are being done now at the same time, and after Nisuin, Beis Shammai says she can't be mamayin. So there's no more chash of her being mamayin a second time. So that's what Ula says, that the Mishnah means two different things. Either she can be mamayin, and then wait till she grows up to have Erisin, or she can be mamayin and immediately have erusin and nisuin with a second guy, and then there's no chash that she'll be mamayin again, because after nisuin she can't be mamayin according to Beis Shammai.
She's still a
katana. And she's still a katana, right? Right? According to Ula, that's talking about two different cases. One is that she doesn't grow up, she's mamayin and she grows up and has erusin. And then the second case is that she, or she can get married with Nisuin now. So there's no chash. So that's why it says both of these cases. Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, that the idea is until she grows up and corroborates the original Miyun, at Shetagdul v'tomar miboyale. It doesn't do with Nisuin. It has to do with the fact she'll grow up and she'll say, I corroborate the original meal that I had, then she'd get married. Kasha. The Kasha Taka should have said a little bit differently, right? But that's what Shmuel says, the Mishnah means. Okay, Rashi. Mia nochada zimna bibala. She was already mamayin in this husband. But my ketoni v'timoyin v'tinose. She has to make meal again, and then she can marry somebody else. She already made meal. So Shmuel says she has to corroborate the meal before she can get married again once she's older. Rotsani Shema Chazra, maybe she had Harata from the meal. Masha from Rashi, she could have Harata. That she keep in the Mayan, and then she could change her mind, and then the rabbinic Kedushin comes back. That's a lot of, a lot of Torah on this Rashi. How could you have Harata? Could you have Harata? Now, what does Rashi mean? Tartek Tony, Lav Lemahadr Lemayin Zimnachrisa. It doesn't mean she has to be Mamayan a second time. Elatarti milin, you know. The Mishnah is selling me two different cases. Mimaenes umamtenes mili rois laacher achitagda. One possibility is she has miun and she waits to have erusin with somebody else until she can't have that until she grows up. Because we're afraid, right? Kadeshalo tazer v'timoyin v'sheni. Because we're afraid if we let her get married again to another person, she'll be mamayin again. And Beis Shammai says she doesn't have a right to be mamayin more than once. Oh, Imrat, so sadly he nasi mamanes mabal, the tinasi la alter. The sulo mamanes la beshami nasuahi. Or she has another possibility. She can be mamayin, and then she doesn't have to grow up. And while she's a katana, she can have erusin and nasuin immediately with the second guy, and then there's no chashash, she's going to be mamayin again, because beshami says we don't let her be mamayin after nasuin. Okay. Mishnah. Ezewi katana shetzricha lamayin. Right, what ketana has a din of miyun? Kol shehisiyua ima v'acheha ledaita. Right, where her mother or brothers married her off ledaita with her permission. There she needs miyun. Hisiyu shelo ledaita. If they married her off against her will, shelo ledaita ain't a tzrich lemayin. Doesn't even meet miyun. There's no kedushin bechlal, and there's no miyun at all. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, and here also the Shailas Mashma, that the mother and the brothers can marry her off. Doesn't that Mashma, she herself can marry herself off? shaila whether she herself as a ketana can marry herself off, or only these mevugarim can marry her off. The Rambam seems to say that it's the opposite, even though the Mishnah says beferish yisiyu ima v'acheha. The Rambam seems to say that only she can marry herself off. Her mother and brother can't marry her off just like this. She has to be the one that that agrees, or that affects this rabbinic kedushin. Rabbi Chanina ben Tigenes Omer kol tinoke she'eini yachol lishmor kedusheho eino tzrich lemayim. Any kid, or she's so young that she can't be shomer her kedushin, and the shaila is exactly what that is. The Rambam says like this: that up till 6, so it's nothing. Even if she's smart or whatever, up till 6, she's considered shelo v'daita. From 6 to 10, there we are boching her, and we see if she's smart or not. And from after ten, we assume that it's that she has the das to be shomer kedusheh. Rabbi Elazar Omer, ein ma'isik tana klum, elikim mefuta bas Yisrael lekohen lo tochel betruma bas kohen liyisrael tochel betruma. Right, the ma'is of a tana is meaningless. She's not really married, even to rabbanan. She's like a mefuta bas Yisrael. It's like she's being seduced. But the rabbanan said it's okay, and therefore bas Yisrael a kohen lo tochel betruma. If she's a basrael who marries a kohen, there's no din even the rabbanan of kedushin, even the gabi truma the rabban she can't eat truma, and baskoin li Yisrael, she doesn't lose her rights of eating truma through this marriage. Not a marriage at all, even the rabbanan marriage it's not, and therefore tochel the truma, she can still continue eating the truma of her father. What? Even no in the suin, she had the suin. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer kol akova shehi min ha'ish ki ilu hi ishto. Wherever the husband, what's it called, the reason that she's staying with him is because of him, then what's it called, as if she's his wife. Kol akova she'enu min ha'ish kilu eno ishto. And the Gemara explains what that means. What's called akova, staying with him because of him, or not staying with him not because of him. So then it depends whether it's considered like a marriage or not. Rashi. Ein ma'isa ketana ela kemefuta kiriktoni bas Yisrael kohen lo tochal kamish lo nisusam. It's mamish like she didn't have nesuin. Kol akova kol mashehimu keves etzlo bishvilo ki ilu hiishtam. If she remains married to him because of him, the Gemara will discuss what that means, then she's considered his wife, and midrabon at least. Meforish Mahi, what exactly this is talking about? What's the case where the Akava is Mishum Ha'ish, and where it's not Mishum Ha'ish? That the Gemara will discuss.